phone.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Rico back at it again. Welcome to another edition of the Rico Report, brought to you by the Buffalo Fanatics and brought to you by FanSided, bridging the gap between y'all at home and the players and the news and the analysis, all that good stuff. If you guys have not subscribed to the channel, do me a favor, hit that subscribe button, smash that like. I'll be joined by a special guest, not his first time, it won't be a second time. He's a friend of the show. I've always wanted to say that, friend of the show. You feel me? So this was a request, 2000s hip hop. I feel it. I'm rocking with it. And ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let me bring my guy in. Reggie, Gilly Gang. Gilly, what
yo.
Up?
Yo,
what's happening, baby? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition. Let's go. I got my guy, Reggie Gilliam, joining the show. And folks, welcome. And this is my man, fullback, making people fall in love with fullbacks, man. And you've been a advocate, if you will, about bringing the love back to the fullback position. Is it a dying breed? Would you say, or is it? Are we bringing it back alive?
I'd say, yeah, it was definitely a dying breed there for a little while, but I think it's coming back.
Sledge is bringing it back. I like that, folks. If you guys are tuning in, smash that like for me real quick, and give a shout out to my man Reggie. So Reg, let me get right into it, man. Off season for the fans is boring because there's not a whole lot going on. Free agency's done. The draft is done. Now we're like, okay, we're as a fan, we're sitting here like, okay, well, all right, so let's speculate who's making what, who's doing what. But in the player's perspective, you guys are working out. So what is an off season like going into year three for Reggie Gilliam? What's it like?
It's pretty relaxing, but you know, honestly, this is my first real off season. Because you remember, I was COVID year, so I came in 2020. My very first day here was training camp practice. So I came in, I got thrown right into the fire. So I didn't really have an offseason that year. And then 21, you know, we were still dealing with a little bit of, you know, COVID restrictions, this and that. So, you know, a lot of stuff was virtual, couldn't be in the building. So I never really got that real offseason feel till now. So I'm enjoying it. You know, it's pretty cool. It's pretty chill right now. You know, I just come in, get breakfast. Daily schedule is like, you know, we'll have meetings first, and then, you know, field work / walkthrough maybe. And then after that, we'll lift, get lunch, and then you're free to do whatever you want. So I usually just hit some recovery and then get home, do some film study. But it's pretty relaxing to have like a season, you know, a true time where I can better myself.
Yes, it's truly, you get to go through the routine and seeing like how normal life is supposed to be as an NFL right. player. So who's Reggie's like BFF on the squad? You know, there's everybody's got a buddy that they hang out with, they go to lunch and they work out with. So who's your BFF on the squad?
No, I would say that I'm really close with, you know, the running backs, the tight ends, and a lot of the O-linemen. Deion, that's my guy. He's taken me under his wing ever since I got here. But this is going to sound real funny, but my best friend probably is Quentin Morris. Now that's my college rival. I know that's you know, I can't even say the team name. We just call him a team down south where I play that. But that's my guy. You know, we've been through a lot of the same stuff. He was undrafted just like me, coming from the MAC. So it's like we related, you know, a lot right off the bat. We just started clicking. So that's my guy.
I love every bit because that name, Quentin Morris, is not a household name yet, right? I think last year, you know, people started like who is that, but I mean, there was so much going on in the league and on the team and so on and so forth. But I feel this year might be a year for a leap for Quentin Morris. But he's got competition.
Woo! Don't sleep on Bino.
B knows how to stir things up, huh? Like, yeah, when you think you're comfortable, then he brings in another guy. You're like, come on, man. Like, so shout out to my man, Quentin Morris. So I like that, man. So working out, you're in the gym. So last year, you finished the year. We had a very good year. And I think that everyone saw the potential in this team to really go and win this whole thing. And we're not going to get into the past of what happened because we already know what happened and we know how good this team would have been and could be. So Josh Allen, for instance, they ask him every year, like, you know, what are you going to do this year or next year? And one year he's like, I got to work on my footwork and I got to work on my accuracy. And what does he do? He comes in throwing 67, 68, 69%, right? So this year they asked him the question, like, so what are you going to do this year? And what are you going to do? He's like, well, I got to work on my touch so I can give my receivers the opportunity to run after the catch. So my question for you, my man, is what does Reggie from last year need to work on that he feels, okay, this year, this is what I'm going to do to tweak my game, and that's what's going to make my game elevate? What is it, do you think, that you need to work on?
Well, I'm far from a finished project, so I got a lot to work on, especially with the things that are being asked of me. Like, I could be, you know, wherever on the field. So for me, like, I always focused on, okay, I got to make sure my run fits are right, you know, my feet are right, I'm in good leverage. But now it's like, I got to focus on, you know, doing some routes and catching the ball and, you know, things that I wasn't traditionally used to. So now it's like, I have like a whole, you know, a whole new thing to learn. So I'm taking it day by day, but I think I'm doing pretty good.
That you damn right you are, man. Listen, undrafted, doing this thing, going into year three, what a blessing that is, number one, because not a whole, this is a dream for a lot of folks that don't have that opportunity to be where you're at. So I completely understand it. So staying in shape, doing what you got to do. There's all the people, there's people that, you know what, during the offseason, they hoop, they play basketball. You know what I mean? Or they're sitting on Madden and doing Madden. What there is it? Okay, let me get through it. So Madden is your game. So if you're not using the Bills, let's just say I come over to your crib and we play Madden. I was like, I got dibs on the Bills. So if I take the Bills, who you picking?
I usually rock with the Niners if I can't use the Bills.
Okay.
I got to use my guy, Juice.
Okay. So that's my guy. Question, because I'm going to get right into it. Because you play Madden. It's funny because we're going to segue right into that. But let me finish with the Madden talk because we got to talk about it. So Madden, to me, hasn't been too great. I'm hoping that there's some improvements coming this year. And ratings are going to come out. Man. Everybody has their rating. I'm like, where's my rating? Where's my speed nut up? What rating should Reggie Gilliam have going into 23 Madden?
Now, look, I don't know about overall or none of that, but my speed needs to be more than an 84. Like, that's ridiculous.
What should your speed be?
I got the receipts of all every game I played last year, what my top speed was, and I'm hitting 20, 21 miles per hour consistently. Like, my average is like 20.6. So I'm looking at it, right? Me and Isaiah McKenzie are averaging the same speed every game, right? Isaiah McKenzie's Madden speed's like 94. So I'm like, it's not adding up right here. If he's a 94, I need to be at least a 90.
Oh, you're pulling a DK Metcalf right now is what you're doing, because there's some controversy about DK Metcalf trying to be as fast as Tyreek Hill and all that good stuff. So 94 speed, 84 speed. Now we got to bump that up at least 88, 89. Get you in the 90s, baby.
That's what I'm saying. Me and Lil Derry are talking about it right now. We might have a race. So we're going to see.
Listen, we'll let Saran Neal get in that race because I hear that Saran
Neal. Yeah, I ain't messing with Saran.
Everybody keeps telling me how fast Saran Neal is and one of the fastest on the squad, but you never really do it. I'm loving it.
Yeah, he's a different breed.
I got it. So when you're not playing Madden and you're doing your thing in the offseason, are you golfing? Because I don't know, this is a thing.
I'm actually about to get into it. So, you know, a lot of the guys, that's the thing around here. Is like, if it's a nice day, we got tea time at noon or tea time at 1 o'clock. I'm like, oh, maybe I should get into this. You know, go out with some of the guys, you know, Poyer, Knox, Josh, they're all going out there, whatever. So I actually made an appointment. I forget, Buffalo Social and Golf, I think.
All right.
Yeah, I made an appointment there with a guy named Jesse. We're supposed to get some golf lessons in. So,
you're really about to do this.
I'm gonna try to be out there with the guys.
I'm gonna say this though, because if you, this is what how I feel. Like, I mean, you know the game. If you're gonna play football, like Dion was always like, if I'm gonna play it, I gotta look good, and if I look good, I play good. So if you're gonna jump onto, you know what I'm saying, get the clubs, you know what I mean, get on the fairway and all that good stuff. I mean, your drip has got to be nice. I'm hoping that you get
come on. I already done bought the low golf ones. I'm on it.
Oh, you're already up. All right, cool.
First day out.
I'm waiting for the footage though, because you know the same, man. If there's no footage, no video, it didn't happen. So we gonna be waiting for that.
You ain't gonna see no footage from the first time. I ain't gonna let that come out.
I got you. So transition. I gotta ask you about this, man. So year one, you come into the league, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed is what they usually say, right? Like, holy, like everything is just like, whoa, right?
Yeah.
Year one to year two, you make it happen. You're going from year two to year three now. So what was the big difference in shocker per se, or an adjustment? That's the one I want to use. What was the biggest adjustment you've had to make from year one to year two?
So from year one to year two, like I said, I got a little bit of a more normal off season. So I was able to actually, pick the coach's brains a little bit more on than just like, what are we doing this week? Like I could see bigger picture. So I could see like what they want me to do more specifically rather than what we're doing just this week. So for me, that helped me out a lot because I can understand the game more, for the whole season than just the opponent that we're planning for this week. So that was a big thing for me. And now going in from two to three, I feel way more comfortable in the system. Like I feel like I can play fast and play loose to where and not where I'm just like tight and make sure I got to do this and this, check all the boxes. I can kind of put my own spin on things. So.
Doesn't that feel good to be able to I can just use now my athletic ability. I can kind of put this to rest a little bit because I kind of got it. And I can,
Exactly.
man, what a difference that makes. Because when you think about it and your transition from year one to year two, then it makes me wonder, okay, so what's something where you have it so down pat that you're just get me onto the field. I know what I'm supposed to do. So I bring that up because I'm looking at you playing fullback. I'm looking at you playing tight end. So give it to me, man. So are we going to see you more in a fullback, traditional fullback all year round, or are they still tweaking you? Like you're a football player, and anywhere I need you, that's where you're gonna go. Is that what they have you doing, or what?
Honestly, I couldn't even tell you where I'm going to be at because I don't know myself. But anything Doris or Sean asked of me, I'm out there doing it because in my eyes, I wasn't even supposed to be here in the first place. So.
I'm gonna tell you something. I got a off the cuff super chat coming in, and it's an interesting question. I'm gonna ask it to you. This question is coming from my man Bandit Keith. He goes. He said, "How are you able to concentrate at practice when you get a look at Josh Allen in shorts, though?"
I never understood like what I missed the joke because when I got here, like everybody was already talking about Josh Allen was good in shorts. Like, so what's the joke behind
Fam, you're asking me. I have no idea. I've never understood what the Josh Allen in shorts thing is. Like, what's going on? Like, I'll never understand it. But if somebody can give me the goods, maybe rookie year, he was. I can't tell you. I'm about to speculate, and I don't want to do that. I have no idea.
I don't really know.
Hey, it is what it is, man. Josh Allen in shorts seems to be a big thing, and right now Reggie Gillen is so shook he doesn't know what to say because I guess it is not important. I guess we'll leave it at that. let me transition a little bit. So you got a new OC. Not a lot of fans know about this OC because he's behind. You know what I mean? He's behind the wall, and he's been helping quarterback Josh Allen do his thing. So now he's going to be manning the position of OC. Forget about philosophy, forget about playbook. I'm not even trying to get into that. What we'd like to know is about the OC, Ken Dorsey. What is he like? Is he like serious mode, joke mode? Like, what's the person like?
He's a cool dude. I didn't really know him too well the last my first couple of years. He's always just with the quarterbacks. He was kind of a quiet guy. So like, me, I was just a young guy. Like I didn't want to step out of my bubble too
True.
much. But this year, the few weeks we've been back, I've gotten to know him a lot. And he's a really cool dude. He's still got some of that juice in him from Miami back in 2000. So
Okay.
yeah, he can get you fired up.
So
So.
this is off the cuff because now I'm in this mode with you. So year one to year two, all right. There's always that one player on the squad where they're like the Kobe Bryant, right? And it's work ethic, work ethic, work ethic. And if you step out of line, they have no problems telling you, hey, get it together, son. Well, who was that player maybe year one or maybe year two, or maybe it's the same player and they're still in the squad, and maybe it's a player of the past, but who was that player that had no problem checking someone to like get in the game, get it together, you screwed up. Is that guy still on the squad right now, and who is that?
Well, I think that we're all kind of like that. It's just it depends on moment. So a lot of times it was like, what was going on in this moment? Somebody would step up with no problem. You've seen the clip of Josh from the Chiefs game, and he's like, yeah, exactly. So it's like we all got that dog in us to straighten stuff up. But I do remember at one specific time last year, AJ Klein came up because I guess some guys were messing around in the weight room, and kind of got into him a little bit. So, but AJ Klein was that serious dude, so.
Put you in your place. That's a McDermott guy, though. That's a McDermott guy. So
Yeah. Sean and Bean do an incredible job of building the team perfectly. Like we've got that person for everybody.
I'm telling you, man, that freaking McDermott and Bean combination, big baller Bean, fam. This guy, like, he's to us, we love his how fresh he is in terms of like refreshing he is. He just tells you honestly what's going on. And what we see on camera is that I'm assuming that's exactly what he's like.
That's exactly what he's like.
Love it.
I mean, we're in the cafeteria the other day and he's just joking at the table with a bunch of guys like he's one of us, like locker room talk. So
dude, this is why
we love him.
This is why this team is so damn good. And the way y'all have a tight-knit group, man. It's so nice to have, because before you got here, man, there were a lot of head scratching moments when I'm like, yo, what is this team doing? And right now, we sitting here, you know what I mean, laughing at the Patriots. y'all drafted a lineman. I mean, we're not gonna get into all that, but hey. It's just so nice to have a refreshing team and a team that we know are gonna be good for a while. And it's so refreshing to have a fullback on the squad that can lead the team. So
talk to
him. Yes, sir. Talk to me about it. Talk to me nice. So when we get into draft talk, right? And you're an undrafted player.
Yeah.
And you have no bones about it. You don't want to. Yes, I am undrafted. Yes, I was a walk-on. Yes, I did all the you don't think I remember? I remember, baby. So
yeah, walk off.
That's what's up. So you see 250 plus players get drafted, and you have some players that go undrafted. Coming from an undrafted player, what's the mind frame of like, damn, man, like this was my dream, this is what I want to do, and I didn't get picked? Is there panic, or is it just like, okay, let my agent or whoever do what they're supposed to do? I know I'm going to pick up. I know I'm good enough. What's the mind frame, and what do you think these players are going through? Because you were in that spot. So what was your mind frame when my name did get called?
Well, for me, this was second nature for me, because I walked on to a Mac school. So I was like, nobody believes me in the first place. Like, I got to make everybody else a believer again. So coming out of high school, I had one school recruit me. It was Toledo. And, you know, that wasn't even a real, it was like a little, you know, come for a visit, come see our walk on day.
Right.
So for me, it was like, I got to do it all over again. I got to walk on again. So of course there was panic. You know, everybody wants to hear their name called and see it come across the screen, but a fullback out of the Mac, it's unlikely. So even for me, I'm sitting there like, I would love to see it, but I know it's not going to happen. So, you get that feeling in the seventh round. I'm like, is it going to happen? Like, could my phone ring? And then like your phone's ringing as your agent. And you're like, oh, okay. Of course there's a lot of panic right then, but you know, get on the phone with the agent, talking to a couple different teams, and it all worked itself out. And I knew I was just going to have to go and prove myself to whatever team gives me a chance.
And you had no idea that Buffalo was going to be like,
no idea.
You had no idea. They're like, you're like Buffalo. All right.
Yeah, no idea.
That's why I figured that might be the case. So keep it on the draft, right? Tyson Anderson.
My God. Uno.
You know what I mean? So and listen, I was doing a whole lot of mock drafts this year. And
yeah,
Tyson Anderson was a name that I was like, damn, Tyson Anderson. Like, maybe he could. I'm like, anyways, the draft fell the way it fell. So you got Tyson Anderson, you got Samuel Womack, two guys drafted in the fifth round from Toledo. What's up with Toledo? We're having some guys, some ballers out there. And I'm going to listen. Deontay Johnson came out of there. Mm-hmm. Logan Woodside. I respect Logan Woodside. I know he's not in the league right now. I think he might be. Oh, he's in.
No, he is. He's Tennessee.
He's in Tennessee? Okay. Because I know he had a stint.
He was in Cincinnati for a little bit. And then he went to XFL. And then
that's what it was. It was a small stint. All right.
Yeah.
And then Kareem Hunt went over there. I'm like, fam, there are some ballers that came from Toledo. What's up? What's up with the program that Coach Jason Candel is like? How's he handling business over there? Like, what is it about Toledo and they're creating some NFL players, man? Talk to us about it.
Oh, we call it Toledo tough. That's just how it's been for years. You know, ever since, you know, I started talking to him back in 2014, whenever that was. So for me, like, I came in and like there was a set system, because the system was set up before by Matt Campbell. He's in Iowa State now. So you know how he runs that program. So it's very similar. So it's like, we handle our business and we got dogs. Like the recruiting that we do, and the people that we land, like we land guys that, you know, got offers from Alabama. I'm like, how are you coming here when you got an offer from Alabama? So it's like, I don't know what they're telling them up there, but they're doing something right.
Well, I mean, they're doing something right, because they got, like, it's either you get drafted or you get undrafted and you get into some time. And right now you're going into year three. And that's a big, huge blessing. So shout out to Coach Cano, man. He's got a program out there and he's doing the damn thing. So good on him in Toledo.
What? Yeah, not even just Tyson and Sam. We had a Bryant Kobach. He was like number three on the all-time Toledo rushing list as a running back. He just signed with the Vikings. So and we got a handful of invite guys. My guy Drew Rossi, tight end. I played with him a long time. He just went to the Ravens camp the other day. So
well, look at you guys, man. You guys have created their program out there. It's always nice to kind of, you know, represent Toledo. Like you're on the Bills, but you still represent.
Yeah, I'm always gonna rep Toledo. It's actually funny. We talk about it all the time. That I think the Bills. I think we have the most MAC players out of any team in the league.
Oh, you guys represent now.
It's me, you, Tommy Doyle, Cam Lewis, and Greg Manns. I didn't play at Toledo with him, but he was there before me. So we got five right now.
Shoot, my man Cam Lewis, man. I like Cam. Cam is a good cat, man. I like Cam.
Everybody from the MAC is a dog. It's just how it's built in us.
I gotta give some love to that. Everybody from the MAC, let's go, baby. All right, so let's get into teammates, right? You got some teammates you love. You have teammates that crack you up. So we always get into this. So give me the teammate that has the most drip. You, wherever you see that person, this boy is dressed to the nines. I have my. I think Bam dresses one of these.
It's Saran Neal. Okay. I just saw him at Target the other day. I'm like, you had to come like this to Target? Like,
no, he's dressed to the nines all the time.
You know what he told me? Because every day I see him wearing some shoes or whatever, I'm like, man, you had to come like, it's just practice. Like, you had to come like that. He's like, it ain't what's on you, it's what's in you.
Uh-oh, watch
out. I'm like, all right, you got it.
So I see he has the drip. Who's that guy that just, nah, fam, that ain't it. He thinks he's got it, but that ain't it.
Somebody that thinks he's got it.
You know, I mean, there's always that one guy that puts that combination together. You're like, yo, fam, what are we doing
here? I think that might be Lil Durdy.
he's getting clout all the time. Why Lil Durdy?
He's got this green, like, corduroy jacket that he's always wearing with sweatpants and stuff. I'm like, what are you wearing, dude?
Corduroy sweatpants. Yo, Isaiah, stop that mess, bro. Stop that mess, Isaiah. I'm going to tell you, man. You're tripping right now. So let me get into it, all right? So if I'm looking at Jordan Poyer, when you see a guy like Jordan Poyer, is he more of a serious cat, jokey cat, fired up cat? Because I've seen this boy when he gave that speech, I think it was right before y'all put the Patriots I've never been so fired up. Is he that dude that gets everybody, let's go, let's pump you guys up and let's get ready to go? Is he that dude, or is there somebody else?
I've seen all the sides of him, you know, serious, joking, or like, let's get going, let's fire it up, guys. But he's just all around great player for me. I'm his locker, not locker mate. He's a couple lockers down from me, but right. You know, there's some days where he's, you know, practicing his golf swing in his locker. So it's like,
was that nice?
Yeah, he's pretty good golfer, but yeah, I like Jordan a lot.
All right, we're gonna talk. So we brought it up, Isaiah McKenzie, and Isaiah McKenzie was on. He was on my show not too long ago, and we were talking about restaurants, right? He's got his La Traila, right? He's got his restaurant. Mm-hmm. He's doing his damn thing, and he says, "There ain't no Waffle House in Buffalo. There needs to be a Waffle House."
Tragic.
And I was like, hold on a second. I know you made a comment on him talking about Waffle House. I think you agree with him. So are you going to help him try to, you know what I mean, bring a Waffle House to Buffalo? Like, is it possible?
Look, coming from Ohio, there's a lot of stuff up here that I used to live for back in Columbus, and now it's not even here. Like Raising Cane's, that was my spot. I was there every other day, it seemed like. I know you saw me and Reed talking about maybe getting something going there, but
right. I'm telling you.
I love Raising Cane's. I love Waffle House. And there's another, it's a pizza spot called Donato's. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but that's my favorite pizza.
Is it that good?
It's so good.
What's the pizza? What's your go-to pizza?
Pepperoni, bacon, banana pepper. Every time.
Oh, banana pepper. Okay. A little color on the pizza. I'm with
a little
that.
Bit, a little spice, a little twang on it, you know?
Yeah, no, you can run with that. You're going to have a little spice and a little flavor on that. I'm with you. So we're going to do something else because you've been gracious with your time, and I'm not going to keep it too much longer. So we have a game called Two Words, all right? And you don't quite know the two words that I'm going to give you. They're nothing too crazy. And
all right.
I bring something up, and it doesn't have to be two words. It could be a thought. that comes when I bring up this topic, if you will. So okay. Let's hang tight.
Let's get it.
I'll let you breathe a little bit, and then we'll get to it. All right, here we go. Two words or two thoughts with my guy, Reggie Gilliam. So I'm going to, your pregame meal. What is your pregame meal where you're like, most likely that's the one I'm going to be eating?
Depends on the time of kickoff. So usually kickoff at 1 o'clock, I'm usually just going to have breakfast for a pregame meal because I don't want to eat breakfast and lunch and then mm-hmm. I'll feel sluggish for the game. So it's usually, you know, whatever bacon, pancakes, whatever I would eat for breakfast that day is what I'm eating until after the game.
All right. We're probably gonna be having a lot of primetime games. So game time is at, you know what I'm saying, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
What are we eating for? You know what I mean, the lunch.
I load up on carbs, I guess, some spaghetti, you know, some kind of pasta.
I like
just it. to keep the load up, and then I'll have like a filet or something like that.
All right, cool. So I walk into the locker room, everybody's getting ready for the game. There's music playing. Some people are on their phone, some people are just kind of listening to whatever is out there. What's usually playing in the locker room to kind of get the hype going? Is it country music?
No.
I tried to get you on that one. What's usually playing in the speakers when it comes to
usually, game time? It's usually, you know, club bangers. You know, it's usually Steph or Dion or Cody is on the iPad or whatever playing the music. And it's a lot of times stuff I never even heard before. But it's getting everybody turned up, so.
No doubt. So Stefan is the ox god? Is he the one that's always on the ox, or he's the one playing this?
I don't know if it's him, but he knows all the words, so all the stuff is being
Oh,
planned,
shoot.
So.
Okay. He's like LeBron. LeBron be out there just every lyric of every song this man knows. He's like, maybe that's like
stuff I never heard. Like, I never even heard the dude Nardo Wick. I don't know about him, but.
Even tell you. I like my 90s and 2000s. Some of the good stuff right now is cool. But let me ask you this. Number changes. Everybody's changing numbers. Oh, everybody's got their thing. Lil Durdy just went from 19 to number 6. So if you had I like your number. Your number is legit.
I love my number.
Your position is perfect. It's not like a number like 38. 38, I mean, that terrible. I don't know anybody that's got a rock at 38, but not a good number, you know, to flash. So if you had the opportunity, they said, you know what, 41 is gone, and you had the opportunity to go to any number, what's the number that you would go with?
It's 21, easily. Respect to my guy Poe, but I wore 21 my whole life before I got to college and they moved me positions. But 21, that was my thing. And, you know, the guy that I looked up to the most, you know, growing up was LaDainian Tomlinson. So, like, I had to have 21. I had that LT jersey. I wore it every other day.
So, for me, that tells me that when the next time you score a touchdown, you got to. You got to, man.
I might add that in there. We'll see.
You got to, man, if you rock an LT. All right, cool. Who's the Kobe Bryant mentality guy on our team, on the Bills team? Kobe Bryant mentality. Mamba mentality. Like, get out my way. Like, I'm not. That's me.
I think it goes without show that it's Josh. I don't think I need to explain that any further.
No question. I was waiting for it. I needed to hear. You know what I mean? I don't know who can match him. Who matches him? Would you say Stephon Diggs matches? Because it looks like it's Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, when they start feeding off each other, you know, they get the I'm him in there and they flexing on each other.
Josh Allen's got this thing he does right now.
Yeah, that's a scary combo.
I am him.
Right there.
I like that. Okay, cool. And this is the last segment of the game. Last segment. And this is called Say It With Your Chest. Now, I usually give the opportunity for someone to say something with their chest. I can put something in your ear, or you can go off the cuff. It's your choice. What did you want to go off the cuff?
I got you.
Oh, shoot. Okay, hold on. Hold that thought. I'm going to play the segment, and then as soon as it's done, you get right into it. Hold on. Let's go.
Hey, fullbacks matter. You heard it here first. Fullbacks matter.
That's it. He said it with his chest. Fullbacks matter. And you know what else matters? Can I get on with this with you? Fullbacks matter. Running backs matter. And y'all put some respect on the running back's name, because guess what?
Yes, that's sir.
That's what opens up the freaking pass is the running game, baby. Let's go.
All compliments, baby. All compliments.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, that was my guy, Reggie Gilliam, coming in, hanging out with us for a little bit. Reggie, you know, I appreciate you, man. You are a friend of the show. Anytime you want to come on and chop it up, let's go. Folks, if you guys have not gone ahead to Reggie's website, he's got a little website. He's selling merch, all that good stuff. It's all in the link. I'm telling you right now, pull that up. People need to see it. They need to see it.
There you go. Right here.
There you go. Bring it into there. You see that? That's dope artwork. I'm not going to lie.
Link is in my bio on Twitter and Instagram, and I think it's pinned on my Twitter too.
Absolutely. And it's also pinned in the chat. So jump on there. Y'all know what it is, man. It's simple. Reg, before I get out of here, there's a few questions coming in from some people here. I got to make sure that I get it through.
All right. Yeah, shoot.
I got one from the ref says, yo, what are McDermott's pregame speeches like? Does he hype the team up or is he just clapping all day? Like, well, what's his deal?
It's more like once we get to pregame, we already know the deal. Like he comes out, you say, we know what we need to do. We worked all week. Let's get to it. Like there's no more else needs to be said. We got to go ball. So
that's it. Sometimes there's not much need to be said. Real talk.
No.
That's what it is, man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, before you get out of here, I need a stat line from you. Can we get this year? I gotta send a tweet to Ken Dorsey and say, yo, include my guy. Whether you gotta get him out in space or give him the football. Can we get you 3 touchdowns this year?
Let's do it.
I'm telling you, man. I know Josh is the goal line king. I get that, but you know what? Let's take some wear and tear off of him. Let's give it to Richie Kelly. You know what I'm saying? Let's give it to the brand. Let's go, man. All right, my man. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, that's my guy, Reggie. Reggie, I appreciate you coming through, man. Always love. And last question for you. If you were to nominate somebody on the team right now and you're like, yo, Rico, you got to get this guy on your squad, who would you recommend to come on the Rico Report?
I think the most entertaining would be a little dirty, but I think you already had him on here a few times.
For sure. Yeah. That's a friend of the show as well. That, he's been
here. You just try to grab Gabe.
Ooh,
Money Gabe Man. Davis. Call him Money Man.
Money Man. All right, I'm gonna bring on Gabe and see if we can do it. I'm playing the, yo, listen, Reggie said you need to come on the show. We got to do it up. So, and I almost had him last year. It was scheduling kind of messed up. So I'm gonna try to get him this time again. So
yeah, that'd be folks, a good one now.
That's it, man. Folks, thank you very much. Reggie, you are the man. Appreciate you, man. Listen, have yourself a great night. We need a big season from my man Reggie Gilliam, and I believe in you, man. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me. Fullbacks matter.
Fullbacks matter, baby. Let's go. That's my guy, Reggie Gilly Gang. I hope you guys appreciate that, man. We're not going to sit here and go an hour with these cats, you know what I mean? Just in and out because we got to respect their time, man. They're chilling. So I appreciate Reggie coming through. And if you think the show is over, the show is not over. We got more to talk about. And I appreciate y'all. For those, hey, listen, by the way, smash that like. Smash that like for your mans. Make sure that we are in tune with one another, and you guys know what's really good. Let me get my banner back up. I appreciate Reggie coming on, man. He always holds it down. He holds it down every time, man. So I appreciate him coming through. So folks, it's not over yet, baby. It's not over yet. This team is packed, and there are going to be some tough decisions for McDermott, Bean, the whole front office. Are gonna have to really buckle down and see, like, all right, look, what are we doing here? Like, what, like, how are we gonna handle this? Well, folks, I'm gonna tell you this, man. The one thing that I will say is that this squad is powered at the running back position, is powered at the quarterback position, is powered at the receiver position. There's not a position on the squad right now where you're like, what are we going to do there? Because right now, bro, we're geeked, man. This team is ready to go. But the unfortunate part is there's going to be some tough decisions that need to be made. And when I look at every damn position group, I'm like, man, like, what are we doing? And the one position group that every year we fall into the same position is the damn receiver position, man. Think about it though, man. We got Gabe Davis, Stephon Diggs, Crowder. So there's your three right there. All right. McKenzie, There's fam. We got the rookie, Shakir. We got Kumaro. You know what I'm saying? We got Stevenson. Bro, this is going to be a nutty training camp. Everyone's got to bring it. You can't have a day off. You can't afford to have a day off. It's going to be lit. And chances are we're going with six receivers again. And right now we're back to the whole square one. Seven receivers. Man, oh man. You know the game. Somebody's on the bubble. Somebody's going to have to go. And I didn't even get into, you know what I'm saying, the guys that are on the outside of the bubble, and you just never know what happens. They can come in and creep in. Guys, this is going to be a crazy camp. Let's go to the running back room. Devin Singletary. Man, I was watching some film today. And I'm looking at, like, okay, so like let me reassess this team. And so I'm looking at Devin Singletary's film from college. Devin Singletary's film, I mean, first year, second year, you know what I mean? All that good stuff. He had a monster year last year. So good. I mean, I'm looking at, like, what a damn back. You feel me? And I'm looking at him like, man, like, for a smaller stature dude, man, this guy was a tackle breaking machine. Then you bring in James Cook, a receiving machine. Then you have Zach Moss that's got a lot to prove this year. Then you got Duke Johnson that's coming in as the wily vet. Dude, this is gonna be, if you think you're safe, nobody's safe. There's absolutely nobody safe. I mean, James Cook is gonna be safe, but nobody's safe. The tight end room. Quentin Morris has got a lot to prove this year. He's going to try to beat out Sweeney. This is going to be nutty. I can't wait. Defensive line, my goodness, the amount of people that's on that defensive line. I'm going to tell you, man, training camp is going to, like my man Terrence Bland said, training camp is going to be fire. And the beautiful thing about this is, isn't it going back to Fisher in Rochester? So everybody's going right back to what was it, John Fisher? So it's gonna be nice, man. It's gonna be cool. David Cole said, "Hey Rico, did you order your Cook jersey yet?" "Nah, not yet. I need to see more." I was watching a lot of Cook film today. I saw some really good things. And I saw some things where I'm like, okay, yeah, that's expected because that's why they brought him here. So, but camp is gonna be where I like to see a lot of this stuff happen, right? On paper is great. It's when you start seeing things happen. I'm looking forward to seeing. I cannot wait to see Kaiir Elam and Trey White side by side. I can't wait. Man, it's going to be. You know what? You almost like hope like, man, let's just speed this whole recovery thing up so we can get this thing going. But we got to wait it out. So it's going to be fun to see how this plays out, man. Dane Jackson. Let me ask you this. When they say competition, is there really competition when they tell you there's competition? Really think about it, right? When Tremaine Edmonds came into the league, oh, he's going to be competing. He's going to be doing this, that, and the third. Is he, though? Because I think, well, who is he competing against? He was competing with Preston Brown. At the time, I think when he came, we knew. Man, no competition. He's going to take that. When Trey White came in, Trey White wasn't competing with anybody. He's going to take that. Kaiir Elam, although they say he's going to be competing, he's the number one corner. He's the number one guy that they brought in. Like Bean said, he was going to be pissed. He was going to lose sleep if he didn't get that guy. So there's not going to be much competition there. So, like, is this team already set in terms of their starters? It's a matter of depth at this point? Or is there one position that is really in flux where anybody can get this one? There's no clear-cut starter for this position. And I can't really think of anybody, man. I think everything is set in stone, pretty much. I can't see a position that's not set in stone. I personally think the way that we drafted, I think Devin Singletary is going to be RB1 for this squad. I think James Cook is just going to, and it's going to be a three-headed monster, obviously. But the fam, it's going to be, there's not a whole lot of like, oh man, I don't know who's going to win this one. There's a lot of like depth battles, but like as for starter, it's that this team is already set. And this is the beautiful thing about having a team that we just had to retool slightly. We didn't have to rebuild a damn thing. We did a damn good job with this team. And that's kudos to Brandon Bean, always constantly looking to improve this team. But like, I'm looking at this damn roster. There's not a freaking position on this team where there's like a there's something in that there's a question mark. Because everything is set for starters. Maybe, just maybe, it's the receiver position in terms of like slot. But Crowder, 28 years old, has done good things in this league, and they've been watching Crowder for a while when he was with the Washington Commanders. You know what I'm saying? Then he went to the Jets. So I can't see him being unseated by either McKenzie or Khalil. So I guess the one position I would say, or the one I guess that's in flux, is kick return and punt return. That one is open, completely open. I don't know who's going to be the kick returner. Is it going to be Marquez Stevenson? Is it going to be Isaiah McKenzie? Is it going to be, you know what I mean, our rookie Shakir? It's gonna be interesting to see how this plays out, man. It's gonna be very interesting to see how this plays out. Shout out to my man Jeremy Rogers. Hey, props to Jeff King. Mafia needs to respect that dude. Rico knows. That's all. He doesn't want fanfare, just recognition for a Mafia member. I appreciate you, John Rogers. I appreciate you. That means a lot because of the situation that's happening right now. So it's Good comment, man. And he knows. Jeff King knows what's up, man. That's my guy. And I did make a promise to Jeff King. So at the end of the show, if you guys want to dip out, go ahead and dip out. I did make a promise, and I'm gonna fulfill that promise to my man Jeff King. So you know, you already know how it is. But kick return, punt return, that is open. That is open. It's not locked at all. Kizzy Cap says, yo, Shakir Stevenson McKenzie got a spot locked. Do they have a spot locked? Diggs number one, Davis number two, Crowder number three, number four, I guess you can say goes to McKenzie. Five, Shakir. Six, Stevenson. But Kumaro's there too, and they let Kumaro. So Kumaro's going to be around. Here we are again. Here we go again. Yo, man, who's going to be doing what? I'm telling you, man. Listen, Bean does not like where things are in, like, there's just status quo. He's like, nah, let me F stuff up. And by effing stuff up, he's like, nah, I'm going to draft a receiver that was supposed to be a day two guy, maybe day three. Fell to the fifth round. Steal. Because a lot of teams, even Bean got a phone call from another GM was like, I hate you. That's the guy we wanted. Ah, nothing worse. You know, when you're in fantasy, you're doing fantasy football and you're doing a snake draft and you're in the third and you're like, that's the running back that I want. I want him. And it's still there. And then the guy before you grabs the freaking guy you want in fantasy and you're pissed. You're like, that's how it feels when you don't get your guy in the draft. I'm sure of it. Or one team leaps over another team like the Bills did to trade up and get Elam. I'm sure you pissed off a lot of people for Elam. Then he traded up again to get Shakir. Pissed off a lot of people to get Shakir. So it's gonna be fun. And Shakir is a baller. He can play. He can play. Like my man Ronald said, he can play inside, he can play outside, and he can kick and punt return. And he does yak. Just saying, man. My man Rev says, yo, Stevenson and Hodgins about to get that. Ooh, don't be talking like that just yet, brother. Don't be talking like that just yet. There's a whole lot. There's some time. There's some time. Stevenson has a lot to make up, man. And I was watching some tape on Stevenson. Boy, is he fast, man. They call him speed. They don't call him speedy for no reason. So if we can find a way to get that ball in that man's hands in space, problems, man. But we just got to get there. So we'll see how that plays out, man. We got a long way to go. This offseason is going to be long. So hang tight, hang with us. We're going to be bringing you the content. We're going to try to get you some player interviews. We're going to try to reach out to some players and kind of get in here and chop it up like my man Reggie did, man. He was legit. Go ahead and support Reg. You mean the link is in the bio, in the chat. And I'll put it in the bio as well. And if you go to his Twitter page, everything's there, man. Yo, that shirt that he put up there was nasty. That was nice. I ain't gonna lie. Ain't gonna cap. So, questions, concerns for your mans. By the way, it's Mother's Day weekend. What are y'all doing for your ladies, man? What are you doing for mom? What are you doing for wifey? Oh, I'm just gonna cook her some supper. It's good too. I know some guys that go all out. Spend mad money. Are you one of those guys? Are you one of those guys that's gonna spend like big time money? Or are you kind of like, no, man, wifey and I, we see it like just another day. There's some people that see it that way. Mother's Day is just another day. And some mothers are like, nah, no, sir. I've been taking care of your children for a long time. You're going to get me something. You're going to acknowledge me. You know what I mean? So we got to, man. What are you guys doing? You guys cooking for your ladies? Or is it a big old gift? You guys let me know. So questions, concerns, hit the chat. Hit the super chat if you want and jump in there. And we'll get everything popping tonight. Or who is it that you guys would like to see on the show next? If you guys have anybody that you kind of like, try to get this player, let me know. Let me know what's happening. Renaissance Man says, yo, I'm a big Hodges fan, hoping he can stay healthy and show out in camp. Problem with that, my man Renaissance, is like, The health factor is obviously one thing. Health factor is obviously one thing. But at the end of the day, too, man, yo, we're deep. We're deep. You feel me? So, like, it's tough. Like, you gotta, in this offense, if you're a depth guy, you gotta be able to do multiple things. And Hodges is a bigger slot. He can go in and out, but he's a bigger slot. So that'd be great. But guess what? We got Shakir for that. We got McKenzie. We just paid McKenzie for that. So it's like, It's a tough one, man. He's in a tough spot, man. So either he does another year on practice squad and we go from there, or the inevitable happens. We just never know. CR says, yo, man, you gotta spend. Show appreciation. You gotta spend. Is there a limit? Is there like a cap? Do you guys have like a an understanding, babe? Yo, don't be spending so much money. You know what I mean, we gotta just $700 is fine. I'm kidding. But like, is there a cap, or it's like, yo, there's no cap, man. You get your lady whatever you need to do and call it a day. Let me know how y'all feel about that. It's Mother's Day weekend. So we gotta talk about it. Antonio Dingle says, yo, I would like to see more of Hodges in the preseason and see what he's got. I think we all would. I'd love to see a little more Hodges for sure. Jeffrey Danger says, Boogie Basham. I always thought that Boogie draft was interesting, because Bean didn't necessarily need another defensive end, but on his board, Basham happened to be the highest rated on his board at the time that his availability was there. Second round, he's looking at his board, he's like, holy crap, Basham's still there? Well, he's the guy that we have at the top. It's like, why not draft him? Boom, draft. But like, man, it's gonna be hard for him to find a spot. Defensive end, it's already set with Greg Rousseau and Von Miller. Tim Settle in the middle. Like, I don't get it, man. By the way, I got a story to tell you about Tim Settle. I thought it was a really dope story. I don't know if you guys know about the story at all, but there was this lady. I guess she was at a store and she was in the middle of paying for her cell phone or paying a bill. I don't know exactly what it was exactly, but I think there was something happened where she had to go back home and get money and come back and pay for this cell phone bill. And I guess her little person, her little guy, her little girl was like, oh, you didn't pay yet? You know how we are sometimes when we're young. We're done. We're done with the day. Get me home. I'm not doing this shopping with you no more. But anyway, and she was like, nah, we got to wait. And obviously there was a visible upset young man or young lady. And this young man comes in and says, hey, whatever this person needs to pay, put it on my credit card. And she was like, oh my gosh, she started crying. And can I give you a hug? And everything worked out. Turns out this was Tim Settle. Tim Settle was like, he saw somebody in a bad pinch or bad position or in a situation where he could help. And he went ahead and did something like that. That is commendable. That is dope. Those are the type of things that you like hearing from players that make a day for someone. Because there's too much nonsense that goes on in this world nowadays, right? And you got to, and on top of that, you got a Bills player that does something like that. That is dope. So shout out to Tim Settle, man. That boy is a gem. So question for you guys. Have you ever been around an athlete or you're in a tough bind or you witnessed something from an athlete that they did something and you're like, man, that's a good dude, man. I'm forever going to like that dude because he did this or he did that. So because Tim Settle coming in and saying, yo, put that on my card. Call that a day. That's big time respect. Shaq does it too. Shaq will go out in the malls or go to Walmart and he'll find a little kid or find a whatever and he says, what are you looking at? And then he'll sit there and say, okay, go ask your mom if you can get that and we'll get you some. He does it all the time now. That's craziness, man. Could you imagine? If you see Shaq, any of y'all, if you see Shaq in a mall, know that somebody's getting something. So you'll shove your kid right in front of him. Hey, there's my guy. You feel me? But Tim Settle, salute to Tim Settle, man. That's big time. That's big time by Tim Settle. That's a man that was raised right. You know what I mean? He sees something that he can actually, you know what I mean, help out and not be like a, you know what I mean? Let me brag about it. Nah, fam. He's like, yo, I got it. Just put on my card. You good. That's big time, man. Big time. So, folks, questions, concerns, let me know. If you have any questions about this roster, I mean, we're going into the dead of the offseason, folks. Draft is done. Everybody's getting signed up. You're going to see some contracts coming in. The two Georgia guys already signed, which is very interesting. You got to love that. Nobody's messing around like that. You know what I mean? Everybody's doing their thing. Shaq spent $70,000 at Walmart. It's nothing for Shaq. That's like chump change. That's him going in the pocket. Let me see what I got. What do you got? Let me see. 70 grand. Buy whatever you want. But if you guys enjoyed that Reggie interview today, I mean, I don't like to call it like an interview. You feel me? But it was just like a conversation. That's what I like about these, man. Anytime I bring a player on, it's not like, all right, and my next question is this. It's not an interview. It's a good conversation that we're having. So I appreciate those type of, you know, players. And he's been rocking with BF for a minute now. So, and he said he liked his sweater. So, yo, Reggie, I got you. I got you, Reg. We got you hooked up. Renaissance Man, what's up? He says, yo, they should give Settle and Lil Durty their own show right now. I haven't seen too much of Settle. So I got to go on his social media and see what he's like. He seems like, and I mean, I've seen a little bit. It seems like he's full of like energy and full of everything. So that'd be a good little combination with those two. So we'll see how that plays out, man. Bill's Godfather says, yo, Thurman took a picture after first refusing for me and the family. We gave him a counter offer. He couldn't refuse. Hold on. You asked Thurman Thomas to take a picture with your family and he said no. And then you guys made an offer and then he said yes. What did you have to offer him for him to say yes? That's my question. And why did he say no? I mean, unless he was in a hurry, unless you got him like he's in a hurry, he's trying to leave and he's having dinner with his family and you guys are like, hey, can you take a picture with me, fam? Let me just eat. Like, I get it. Uh-huh. It's cool. But like, let me just eat. You know what I mean? There's some people that just don't know time and place for those type of things. I mean, you got to take your moment. I remember I was in Toronto with my cousin and he won't like it that I tell the story, but we're at this restaurant connected to a hotel and Yorktown, anyways, it's most ritzy areas of Toronto. Anyways, so we're walking and I think the players, his soccer player named Daniel Sturgeons, I think it was Durst, Daniel Sturgeons, and he was sitting on a patio on the outside and my cousin spotted him right there and I was like, and he's like, yo, that's Daniel Sturgeons. I was like, all right, cool. He's like yo, that's pretty dope. I was like, and I'm like, why don't you just go say what's up? He's just sitting there. He's not eating. He's just kind of chilling out. I don't know if I can. I was like, yo, listen, it's either you do it or you don't. So I kind of get that part of it. But if he's right fully into meal, we're going to back up. So what do? We walk right. We start walking, right? And it's a long walk of shame too, right? If you get turned away. So we're walking and he's got a couple people around him. And then one of the guys stands up and he says, oh, gives us the old hand. And we're like, oh, we just wanted to see if we could get a picture with, no, he's not taking pictures right now. So we had to turn our black asses around and walk ashamed back. I was like, oh, I guess it's, you know what I mean? When sometimes you hit it, sometimes you don't. You know what I mean? Sometimes they could be in the mood. Yeah, no, bring him in. I'll take a picture with him. And sometimes you just don't get lucky. And at that point, we had to make our walk of shame walking back. I was like, well, you tried. You know what I'm saying? What is Michael Scott's game? you miss every shot that you don't take. Michael Scott or Michael Scorn, shall I say? Anyway, you guys catch my drift. But anyway, Dogfather, you got to let me know what that story was, man. Because if he turned you down, I wonder what your counteroffer was to make him say, yes, I'll take a picture. Oh, he's like, I caught him after a preseason game. Oh, okay. I mean, he's going home. So, I mean, I don't see why not. He can't take a picture unless, I mean, it's preseason for crying out loud. I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. I got to take a couple more comments and then I'm going to get out of here. Big Baller Bean says, Chiefs are washed and lost the entire dynasty when Hill left. Now they only have a clown at QB. Now you tripping, Big Baller Bean. When you have an elite quarterback, everything is possible. And did you see the way they loaded up on that freaking, on that team? Trust me, they're going to be just fine. The Chiefs are going to be just fine, but they have their hands full with that AFC West. Good luck. Good freaking luck. I'll tell you that right now. I got a comment coming from It's Unlocked. He says, hey, funny story. A kid I was friends with in the third grade invited me to his house. His uncle was Thurman. Met him and didn't even know who he was. Just said hi. My dad was pissed because I didn't get an autograph. Hey, you're young. You're young, man. You're a third. You see Thurman, you're like, oh, just an old man. All right, cool. All of a sudden, you're like, yeah, I was with Thurman. Your dad must have been like, why didn't you get a damn picture, man? Golly. It happens. It happens, baby. It happens. John Marlowe, what up, John? John says, Mahomes owns the Bills defense, not Allen. Allen came back. The defense crappy Levi Wallace couldn't stick Kelsey for two plays. Now he's a Steelers problem. I wouldn't say he's a problem. Come on, guys. Yo, Levi did a good job for this team. Levi was a very good, very good number two corner, man. You can't even hate. And he got his bag. He got like 20 mil, 10 mil, like 2 year, 20 mil or something like that. So yeah, you got to give props. You can't hate on Levi, man. Levi did his thing. Levi did his thing for the Bills, man. Come on now. Don't be hating on Levi like that. Don't be hating on Levi, man. Nathan Quern says, yo, Mahomes is in a prove it year. Is he really that good? Or was it Tyreek being in the right place? Cause he's that good. Who is going to do with, what is he going to say? Who is he going to do with a whole new receiving core? They got three dudes to replace one. All right. So let me ask you this. If you guys want to hate on Pat Mahomes, which is crazy to me, Tyreek Hill is going to make Tua that dude because it's Tyreek Hill. Fam, I know I don't want to ever say like a receiver makes a quarterback, you know what I'm saying? But if you don't have a good quarterback, it don't matter how good your routes are, it don't matter how fast you are, because your quarterback ain't getting it to you. It's that simple. I just don't understand the hate. You know what I mean? This Pat Mahomes is Pat Mahomes, man. Don't be tripping on Pat Mahomes. That boy can still play. He's a baller. Anyway, folks, that's it for me. I appreciate y'all, man. I wanted to come on and kind of give you guys a show with Reggie and coming in. And Reggie was a great guest, so I appreciate that very much so. Y'all are great. So let me tell you this, though. I'm gonna say this. We got off-season is going to be dry, so bear with us, folks. And I'm talking about all content, man. Content creators are going to be like, all right, what are we doing? How are we going to do this stuff? So bear with us. It's going to be some dry times, but we'll get back into it. And then in the blink of an eye, we're going to be freaking right in the preseason. And then right, getting ready for the freaking week one. And by the way, 6 days from now, schedule comes out. How many primetime games will the Bills have? That is the real question. Are we going to get the three primetime games? Could we get three? You think we'll get four? How many did we have last year? Didn't we have like three or four? Damn near burned all my damn personal time doing that. So we'll see how this plays out, man. I'm telling you, folks, it's going to be fun. And you know how it is, man. It's like season, every time the preseason, every time the schedule comes out, it's like a big to-do. Who's playing week one? Here's a question for y'all. Who do we play week one? Do you think it's going to be us playing on the Thursday night against the Chiefs rematch? Is it going to be us against, I don't know, I think we play Green Bay this year. Is it going to be us in Green Bay? Shoosh. It's going to be fun, man. It's going to be fun. We will see who we face. I hope we face, give us a Steelers. I mean, do we play Steelers again? I don't know if we do. I just need a team. I need a team that we can, that's good enough. That's going to kind of get us going. And then we can rock it. But damn, they make us play the Rams first. Whew. That'll be good because Von Miller can go up against the Rams and go after, you know, his old teammates. So that could be interesting too. Patriots Bills week one. Really beat the brakes off of Bill Belichick again. That'd be nice. Y'all let me know. Folks, that's my time. Appreciate y'all. Y'all already know. I'm just looking at, I got a little tribute that I'm going to give to my man, Jeff King. He asked me for a song to play. So I'm going to do it. I gotta be a man of my word. Cause I know that's my dude right there. So I'm going to hit my man's up and let him know, but I got to play a track for him. So, y'all can head out if you need to. Salute to y'all, man. Appreciate y'all. Keep on a lookout. BF Network. Get that app because right now, if you guys are going to be looking for, you know what I'm saying, Bills news and breaking news and all that stuff and when the videos are playing and all that, get that BF Network app. Get our app. That way you are up to date on everything. Anything that breaks is going to be, you're getting your notifications to your phone. So don't miss out. Don't miss out, ladies and gentlemen. Don't miss out. So that's it for me. I hope you guys have a great time. Enjoy the weekend. I'm about to, I'm just looking for the message. There we go. I found it out. So you guys have a great time. I'm going to hit y'all later, man. Appreciate y'all very much. And we'll catch you on the flip side. So let me get my track ready and y'all can head out and we'll catch you on the flip side, man. So be good, be great, be kind. And yo, life is short, man. Life is short. You guys already know that. So, yo, try to appreciate everything around you. It's Mother's Day. Go hang out with your mom, with your wifey. Be good. Be kind to them, man. You only get one of them. You only get one mother. So hang out and be kind, man. So until next time, it's your boy. And I'm gone. So let me just play a song, and I'm going to get out of here for you. I don't know if you guys know this one, but I got to play it. Yeah, there it is. I found it. All right, guys, be good, be great, and I'm going to catch you on the flip side, man. It's your boy, and I'm gone. Let's go. And by the way, this is actually a tribute to someone near and dear to Jeff King. Tammy, this goes out to you. If you're there, this is a promise I made for my man, Jeff. So that's for you.
So many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs. I've made some bad ones. I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me, baby. through me. 'Cause we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of a true love. You're holding nothing. You came out in front when I was hiding. Now I'm so much better. And if my words don't come together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love is in there hiding. Singing this song to you. We were alone, and I was singing this song to you. We were alone, and I was singing this song. Singing this song to you.